We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for your support.
Without dependence on God, Dr. King said, our efforts turn to ashes and our sunrises into darkest night, unless His Spirit pervades our lives.
There isn't any high ground to atheism. Atheism is simply irrational.
The conscience of the Christian and the heart of the Christian by faith finds in the gospel, and only in the gospel, a good and a clean conscience.
The Lord's Supper is not incidental or an add-on to the life of the church. Where Jesus is, there is the church. And here, that presence is defined by the bread of the Eucharist.
Duluth, Minnesota letter carriers love Issues Etc.
We talk about it quite often here on Issues Etc. The Islamization of Western Europe, because there are refugees, there are immigrations from Islamic countries, from Muslim countries into Western Europe, and the population grows and the ghettos in some countries grow where Sharia law holds sway. It's something that concerns us in terms of civilization and society and politics and law and theology as well. But is there a silver lining, small although it may be, to the Muslim immigration into Western Europe? We're going to be talking about some Iranian refugees converting to Christianity in Eastern Germany. Dr. Uwe Simonetta will be our guest for the first few minutes of the program on this Friday afternoon, July the 20th. We're coming to you live, and I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. A little bit later, Pastor Stephen Parks is going to join us. We're going to continue our occasional series with him on responding to evangelical proof texts. Now, it's often stated that if you really believe what Jesus says of the Lord's Supper, this is my body, this is my blood, that you are verging on believing in cannibalism. Because, of course, in both Genesis and Leviticus, God forbids the consumption of blood and of flesh with the blood in it. And this is the way a lot of people will read or explain away Jesus' words with regard to the Lord's Supper. How do we respond to that? Pastor Stephen Parks will help us do that a little bit later in this hour. In the second hour of the program, we'll talk with Pastor David J. Weber about doctrinal unity and liturgical unity. Dr. Uwe Simonetto is a regular guest. He's an international journalist, director of the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life in Capistrano Beach, California, and he's author of an article for Christianity Today titled The Other Iranian Revolution. Uwe, welcome back.
Thank you.
We've often talked about it, and you know it as well as anyone else, about the dangers of the Islamization of Western Europe. But is there a silver lining?
Oh, there's definitely a silver lining. You mentioned in the introduction the Iranian thing, but if we go back, first of all, the huge influx of Muslims, not all of whom are convinced Muslims, into Germany also means, of course, a great chance to spread the word among these new populations. It only depends on the willingness of the churches to do so, which is the main problem there. But yes, indeed, there is an enormous chance, and we see at the moment, certainly among the Iranian immigrants to Germany, not just east of Germany, by the way, but all of Germany and surrounding countries. I just got word today that the same thing is happening in Austria, a big newspaper article in Wiener Zeitung, a Viennese newspaper. They outnumber nominal Christians converting to Islam quite considerably. And the nominal Christians converting to Islam are usually women who marry Muslims, and who had been baptized but never been catechized, or businessmen who hope to attain good business and good business chances in Muslim countries, so they convert to Islam. Whereas these people here, taking huge risks, come to Christianity, get properly properly instructed in the Christian faith. And it's, the numbers are growing and it's snowballing. I get reports in now based on this article, because there was a parallel article that in Germany, in a Swiss magazine, in German language, I get more and more reports in from more and more cities in the German-speaking countries about large groups of Persians being baptized in German churches and Austrian churches and others.
So tell us the story. Tell us the story that you've written about recently in Christianity Today. About you mentioned the Persians as well, but and you start the story by talking about the baptisms of Iranian immigrants.
Yes. Well, I start the story with a rather remarkable congregation, which is a independent Lutheran congregation, Sister Church of the Missouri Synod, in Berlin, St. Mary's, which has grown exponentially in the last 20 years since I attended them. I mean, now 900, there's standing room only in their services. They, on Easter night, well, I talked to the pastor, and he said, well, on Easter night, we're going to baptize 10 people. It turned out to be 8, but more and more kept being baptized. And there's a waiting list for more baptisms on Easter night, and there have been baptisms along those lines on previous Easter nights. So that's been going on for quite some time. Two things are particularly fascinating about this. First of all, when this story got out in Germany, other congregations from around the country, and not just Lutheran, but Baptists and Reformed, but faithful ones, not liberal ones, said, well, wait a minute, we also baptized 15 or 20. There's one very small congregation led by a deaconess in Berlin that doubled its membership on one Easter night, this last Easter night, simply with Persians coming in. Now, it started apparently in Leipzig, which, by the way, my hometown, where Trinity Lutheran Church, which is a small independent Lutheran church in a sort of makeshift, almost a barracks type sort of thing in a park, decided to introduce courses in German as a second language. And the pastor became certified as a teacher of German as a second language, and then used Martin Luther's Bible as textbook. And that had enormous consequences, so that this congregation swelled by about a third with Persians and Afghans, many Persians and Afghans. And as soon as they were being recognized as asylum seekers or as official refugees, then they could move freely within the country. Then they could leave the district to which they had been assigned initially by the immigration authority, which in this particular case was Leipzig. And then they moved to Berlin and joined the congregations in Mary's and started evangelizing among fellow Persians there and hauled in huge numbers, really, comparatively speaking, huge numbers of former Muslims, and Hamburg, and Düsseldorf, and elsewhere, wherever they went, they're doing this. As I continued researching this, then I realized that, my God, I mean, I ran into one pastor who was a Presbyterian in Berlin, who had already baptized 500. Then I found there's a Baptist pastor, an American actually, by the name of Bachmann, who baptized 2,000 in Nuremberg, which is, of course, in West Germany. And now I get daily reports of new baptisms, and really in large groups. For example, on the 12th of August, there are going to be 13 in St. Mary's being baptized. And the classes, catechism classes in Lutheran and other confessional churches are swelling up. And some of them are being converted in Germany, many of them are. Some already came to Germany having attended secretly house churches in Persia, and they keep telling me that in Persia there is a growing movement. Sometimes it's rather exaggerated. I mean, there are some reports that the majority, actually, of young, educated Persians are either closet Christians or de facto Christians. That might be an exaggeration. Nobody can quantify that. But it is true that 17 million Persians watch Christian television and hear Christian radio programs every day in Persia itself, and that there are very successful mission operations, secretive ones, operating out of neighboring countries, chiefly Uzbekistan, because the border is open between those two countries inside Pakistan, inside Persia. So that is a fascinating development which requires watching. Another couple of things are important. First of all, one is that the Persians in Germany, well, there's an old, very close cultural relationship between Persia and Germany. There have been Persian communities in Germany since the early 19th century. And those who come to Germany tend to be very highly educated. They are an elite. They are doctors and academics and successful business people, etc.
Let's take a break right there. When we come back, we'll talk more with Dr. Uwe Simonetto about Iranian refugees and Persian refugees converting to Christianity in Eastern Germany and elsewhere throughout Western Europe. There is an interesting twist to this, kind of a vision element of it that we'll talk about on the other side of the break. And I want to revisit something that Uwe said just a moment ago, and that is a lot of this hinges on the willingness of the churches to preach the truth of God's word when the refugees and the immigrants come. We'll find out why that's so important after this. Why didn't Lutherans abandon many of the worship practices of the medieval Roman Catholic Church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is Faith and Act, The Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can find out more about Faith and Act at issuesetc.org. Faith and Act, The Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Uwe Simonetto is our guest. We're talking about Iranian refugees converting to Christianity in Eastern Germany on this Friday afternoon. July the 20th. A little bit later, Pastor Stephen Parks will join us to explain how it is that when Jesus commands us to eat his body and drink his blood, he is not violating Genesis 9 or Leviticus 17, where those things are forbidden. That's a little bit later here on Issues, etc. Here's a great way that I know that what it's like, you're trying to explain to people what Issues, etc. is about, what the show is about, what it does. Here's a great way in just about 1 minute that you can explain it to them. We've got the newest Issues, etc. YouTube video, and it's called The Soundbites of Issues, etc. What it is a kind of brief review of the best topics and guests in soundbite form, in video form as well, and it really captures what Issues, etc. is all about. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. It's right there on the homepage. It's on the support page as well. You can share it with your friends on Facebook. You can tweet about it. You can send it the link to them via email. You can show it to somebody when you're sitting at your laptop. During this weekend, make sure at least one person you share the Issues, etc. YouTube video with them, issuesetc.org. It's right there on the homepage. It says what Issues, etc. is all about. Uwe, let's talk a little bit about, you say the vision thing. There's an interesting twist that causes pause for confessional Lutherans when it comes to some of the means by which some of these immigrants are kind of being directed to churches.
Yes, well, this is a fascinating thing, which, by the way, Todd, goes back to my days when I was UBI's religious affairs editor 12 years ago. I researched this already, and there is a pattern here, and it's almost universal among those who convert, and that is they all had visions of Jesus in their dreams. Now, this wasn't a hocus-pocus type of vision. What they saw was sometimes a figure of light in their dreams, or an image of Jesus. And it's general. I mean, it's whether these were converts in Afghanistan, somewhere in the sticks, where entire Muslim communities, as a result of that, converted to Christianity secretly. This wasn't under the Taliban still. Or in Saudi Arabia, or in Egypt, or in Algeria, and now specifically in Iran. What is also very clear about this is that Jesus does not perform anything other than directing them to where they hear the word. So, and as my friend Thomas Schirmer, who is the leading theologian of the European Evangelical Alliance, keeps pointing out, Jesus is really here confirming Reformation era doctrine, that is, that faith comes through the word. So Jesus simply says, go to, or indicates congregations, ministers, missionaries, or friends who will preach the word to these converts and preach the Bible and introduce the Bible to them. And that's all that happens. Everything else is then done, of course, on a congregational, individual level, wherever these people then go. And it's general. From what I've done a lot of research on this thing. Everybody, even though, including the Roman Catholics and the Lutherans, confessional Lutherans, will say, "Well, this all sounds very odd. It's not really what we are used to, but evidently it is true."
You said earlier in our conversation that a lot of it hinges, and it goes with what we were just talking about, where the direction in these in these dreams is to places where the Word of God is being faithfully preached. You say that it hinges on the willingness of the churches in Europe to actually preach that Word. Why do you point that out?
Yeah, well, because that is actually the biggest phenomenon. This is why we don't even have precise figures. These conversions take place in either independent Lutheran or Baptist or other churches, or involving these churches or individuals, or faithful ministers of the state-related Lutheran or Protestant churches or the Catholic Church, but the church bodies and the state-related church bodies and the Catholic Church in Germany, and I'm quite sure in other countries too, are so busy trying to conduct interfaith dialogues that they are embarrassed by these conversions, and they feel or fear that these conversions would actually disrupt the interfaith dialogue. And here's the irony of it all. I mean, as for example, one case, this one deacon I've been writing about, says the local parish pastor, who is a woman, will not set foot in my church. And the local superintendent, which is a sort of regional bishop, also a woman, came only once, and basically were being boycotted by them. The entire church administrations, they are so wrapped up in their ideology that they will not do this. There are many, one has to say this, many faithful, especially younger Lutheran pastors and Catholic priests in Germany who do this anyway and successfully, but of course there is no way you can actually get that information out except on an individual basis, you see.
So what we're seeing here, if I understand the big story correctly, is that both in their home countries and as they immigrate sometimes after, sometimes before, are conversions. And this is not something that you will – it's not kind of the conventional wisdom. There are conversions to Christianity in Muslim communities almost across the board, even in places as repressive as Iran.
Especially in places as repressive as Iran. In Iran, the big story about Iran is that this movement is huge inside Iran. And also the reasons these people give, especially among the educated people, the reason they do is they learn that the Christian God is a God who loves you, wants to reach out to you, who gives himself to you, and therefore differs from the Muslim Allah, who is remote and a guy to be scared of. And that is totally new and is very attractive. Another thing I find attractive is that, especially with the Independent Lutheran Church in Germany, which tends to be highly liturgical, they love liturgy because that is something that they don't have in Islam. The Quran says, and there, of course, that God is beauty. But then, strangely enough, Islamic practice outlaws the beauty of liturgy or of music or instrumental music in particular. And that is new to them, and they find this very attractive.
And with a few minutes left here, You said that it is often occurring among those who are more highly educated in these countries. Sounds like a good reason to encourage the continued education in countries that even are our enemies. We're really laying the groundwork, it sounds like, for the gospel to be received.
Oh, absolutely. Continued education, good, solid biblical instruction, information services via the internet and via radio and all and television. That is the most... And books, if you can, and of course now with Kindle and all these things, Nook, you can spread the word even more. The chance for Christianity, I mean, this is the conclusion that we've all drawn from this. I mean, the people I talk with in Germany and in Austria and in Switzerland and in France, is the chances to turn this whole Islamization thing around and actually make it bite them in the rear is enormous, provided we are prepared to go out and preach the word and preach it properly You know, being a Christian means being an educated person. It doesn't mean being a dud, you see. And education is enormously significant.
Dr. Uwe Simonetto is an international journalist. He's director of the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life and the League of Faithful Masks in Capistrano Beach, California. He's author of an article in Christianity Today titled The Other Iranian Revolution. You'll find a link to this story and to the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life and the League of Faithful Masks at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Uwe, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, John.
When we come back on this Friday afternoon, July the 20th, Pastor Stephen Parks is going to join us. It's been a while, but we're going to start it up again. A series that we do on responding to evangelical proof texts. The proof text against believing Jesus' words, "This is my body, this is my blood," in the Lord's Supper, in the institution of the Lord's Supper, is often Genesis 9. You cannot consume blood. Or Leviticus 17. You cannot consume flesh where the blood is in it. I think I got those two turned around. But in any case, often evangelicals will be talked out of believing Jesus' words. "This is my body, this is my blood, take, eat, take, drink." Based upon those Old Testament prohibitions, do Jesus' words or believing Jesus' words for what they say violate those Old Testament prohibitions? We'll answer that question with Pastor Stephen Parks when we come back.
I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
You believe that there's not one error in the Bible. That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
Do you have a student finishing up 8th grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Resurrection Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Parma, Ohio. St. Paul's Lutheran, Lockport, Illinois. Faith Lutheran, Columbus, Indiana. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Peace Lutheran, Sussex, Wisconsin. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Zion Lutheran, Moberly, Missouri, and Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.